Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Again, the Lord is true to His word. All that He does is well thought out. I thank God for all that He's doing. And, you know, we had a good Sunday school class this Saturday. It was a podcast. It's on the New Living. It's on the website, newlivingletters.com. It's the last one we did. And it was a blessing. We had a good time that Saturday morning. And I thank God for that. The Lord will open our eyes. He called it intelligence. That's the title on it, intelligence. The Lord shows us things that, you know, you can pinpoint things that started a long time ago. And it shapes the way things are today. And God will give, He gives us good information. Things that is right there, we see, is there all along, but at the right time, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. And when the Lord reveals something to you, that's knowledge you can keep. You just have to keep it. You have to retain it, not let it go. And from there, you can build your life. And I like to, when I share things with people, sometimes I like to give them, I like to share how I learned it from the Holy Spirit. I told my son, that's a weird, you know, usually a weird story attached to everything I ever learned. Most of the things that I learned, it was something that I was trying to deal with, overcome, or just been plain curious about. But when the Lord gave me the answer, He said, I didn't write it down in the journal. Most of the things I learned, some things are in the journal, but most of it is just, it's embedded in my memory because it was so outstanding. You know, I probably should have wrote it down, because if the Lord tarry and I pass, which there are people I have, but they have these things on recordings. So everything I ever learned, I usually talk about it on these recordings, but nevertheless, God is good, and He has a lot to say. I long to see people receive and retain revelation. I see people receive revelation, and sometimes people retain what they hear from others. But when you break through, when you follow God to the point of breakthrough, and you're curious and you ask God questions that you just can't get a finger on, you don't know the answers to it, and you seek the Lord yourself, and then you receive revelation, then you can stick with it. You understand it thoroughly when you receive revelation. And I talk about that as if other people are doing it, but the problem is people are not doing that. Not like they could be doing it, not as often as they could do it. Now people, there are times in life people receive revelation and they got a word. They have understanding. But I just thought about something about concerning revelation. Knowledge comes to us from the heart of God. When the soul saw the word, He's given you enough to get started on. And some people eat the word and they receive it, and they begin to build their life. And I want to reference knowledge as like, when you start receiving knowledge, a healing process begins in your life. When you get close to the door of breakthrough, right just in front of that door, you have relief. And you're seeking the Lord about your problems, and you can feel relief. And you don't feel tempted anymore, or you don't feel devastated anymore, or you feel like everything's going to be all right. And then people stop growing right there. They're at the door. They're at the door of breakthrough. But what if they went through the door? What if they said, I want to learn more about this. What I want to know how this works. Now they're beginning to walk through the door. And then they endeavor to, and ask the Lord about what's going on and how it works. And then they say, hey, I want to master this. I want to be a master at this skill. Now, that's what happened to me. Because I gave, at the end of the podcast we did it over the phone. It was a podcast over the phone, or a phone cast, I guess I can call it that. The whole class was on the phone, so we couldn't, we were at each other, you know, we were varied places, but we were on the phone. And I recorded the class we did. And it was all Holy Ghost, because David was a blessing too. What he shared went right along with it. When God gives us intelligence, when he gives us revelation, it equips us to go forward. It equips us to know what we normally wouldn't know. And if you treat the knowledge is there, if he gave you part of it, there's more for him to give. You break through and say, well, I want to know more. I'm going to learn more. It's a decision that you make. Now, I gave that reference again for the thousandth time, that how I ended up working at a dealership and I almost got in a fight with Slim. And the Lord told me everlasting life, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And my heart was charged. And when he said that, my heart, I was cocky in those days. I tried to do everything, you know, like a positive thinker. I can do this. But that day I learned something new. I can do it in God's strength. I can do it in Jesus' strength. I can do all, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I ran out of strength. My cocky attitude didn't help me. I was about to fight. Start using bad language and fighting. Something I had not done, because I had no strength. But when the Lord said that, I learned something. His word charged my heart. Like from a dead battery to a fully charged battery. My heart was charged. And I could live from the strength that God had given me. And I asked him to teach me how this works. After that, I said, you know, I'm going to go buy some drink. We're going to talk about it. People had gathered around because this thing was brewing. We was going to fight for real. And the Lord gave me strength. And I wanted to love him, but I didn't have the strength to love him. Some people want to do right, but they don't have the strength. They ran out of strength. But they want to do right. Their heart wants to do right. And so I saw some things that I got very curious about. And I said, this is good. I could have stayed right there, because I was at a relief point. I was at the edge of an opportunity to learn something that I did not know. So I said, Lord, I want you to teach me how to love your people, because this is going to happen some more. And being cocky will keep you short-sighted. You'll never learn to do things in the Lord's strength if you're cocky, if you think you got it. And if you've done well so far, you can do even better as you learn to do things in the Lord's strength. So I learned to yield to the Lord. I learned to hear him out. Because when I asked him to teach me how to love his people, he began to teach me things about people, about myself, what people go through, how to consider other people's feelings, and look deeper into what, to their backstory, what got them to this point, whether it's good or bad. And they share the same struggles that I share, that I have. they're trying to make sense out of this life as well. And there's a lot of things that are just not right. So I had sympathy, I had compassion that motivated me to love people. And people that were mean, to look deeper. They're still made in God's image. Jesus still wants to save them. He died for them, he paid the price. There's no reason for them to go to hell in a sinful condition. And I want my life to represent the fact that they can live just like me. And they can do the same things. And I found a more powerful way to live. And with the revelation of God, I was continually getting revelation. So I continually sought the Lord for more. And as I learned things, I just retained it and kept going. I walked through a door. I broke through something. I broke through a door that Satan did not want me to enter. When I say breakthrough, God is not trying to stop us. Satan is. Satan would say, just stay right here. You just relax and relief. You're at a relief point. Just relax here. No need to go any further. Other people don't go any further. No need to learn all that. That's just going to make your life harder. That's how he talked to people's mind. And the dumb ones, they listen to him. And the smart ones, they break through. I don't like calling God's people dumb, but people make dumb decisions. And you know, you can say it a more polite way, but it's still the same thing. It's dumb to listen to Satan at any point in time in your life. That's a foolish thing. It was dumb for Eve to listen to a serpent that had no credibility at all. He was one of the animals that Adam named. He has no business talking about something so stupid. But Satan give people thoughts. Satan wants you to relax and be still and stop growing. So that you'll be easy prey, so he can rip you off. He can take your life. He wants to take your life. Not gonna let it happen. He's never gonna take my life. I would never die by his hand. I would never surrender to him. I would never believe him. If he said it, I don't believe it. Father of lies. First sinner. I don't want anything to do with him, and I don't want to smell like him in God's nostrils. I want to do everything that's right. And I learned you can't, if you're going to be cocky, you're going to run out of strength, because your strength is limited. But the strength of God is unlimited. So when I have a hard case, my reflex response has become to look at God's face. What is God saying? What is he saying to me? What does the Lord have to say about it? And it gives me a chance to grow further. See, when you follow God, everything changes. You change everything. You follow God. When you look to the Lord, some things are difficult for me to deal with, but not for Jesus, not for the Holy Spirit. Father God is unlimited, and he can cause me to be just as unlimited. See, in my case, whatever I face on this earth is light duty. It may be heavy duty to people, but it's light duty to God. And he can cause it to be light duty to me, because I use history. He breaks it down so we can defeat Satan with our limited strength. We're not using ours, we're using his strength. So, when I begin to walk in the love of God, in the strength of the Lord, it helped me to hit Satan like a hammer. If I punch at Satan with my strength, it won't hurt. But if I hit him in the, where it hurts, in the strength of the Lord, it's like I hit him with a sledgehammer instead of a ball peen hammer. I hit him with a sledgehammer. When I love people and they come out of the world, that's a deadly blow to Satan. Satan lost some folks. When the Lord anoints my voice and put it on the radio and people get saved, and I believe God for the best. The Lord pastor said, he's a prophet too. One year he said, I think big, believe God for big things. So I ask God to help me win souls in a multiplied way. Because God's voice is more powerful. When I preach in God's strength, it outclasses the limited mainstream false Christianity. Because people water it down trying to coddle people in their wrong. A lot of preachers are afraid to tell people what Jesus said, the way people represent Jesus. And if you study what Jesus said yourself, is you got two different Jesuses being taught. I had to do a series on the real Jesus. I went back and took a closer look at what he actually said and how he said it. He spoke with boldness. And the way preachers represent him, it's just bad. It's wrong. It turned grace into something else, to lasciviousness. They did this in Paul's day too. And the Lord's about to rapture his people. This is a day that we really need to learn to live in his strength so that we can be effective. Stop being like the people who are misrepresenting God. I don't want anything to do with people who just, you know, ministry should be a blessing, not a curse. The unfruitful works of darkness, I don't want to be a part of any unfruitful work of darkness. But I want to be a part of the living works of light, the fruitful works of light. I'm not going to let Satan tank my ministry. And I'm not going to preach false narratives. That's what other people do. I have nothing to do with that. But the love of God in me works. God loves us, folks. And he's coming back. His return is soon. He wants to do great things in our lives. And God, our God, deserves the best. I thank him that his word works. As you follow him, and as you grow, as you break through the door, and all the restrictions of the enemy, and do things according to the love of God, you're going to live a much greater life. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. I wouldn't trade the things that I've learned for anything. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not out of time. He will continue to move mightily in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.